Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 30th, 2021 at 10:33 a.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Senator.
Lord, with all our hearts, as we come to you today, and thank you so much for life itself. We pray today, Lord, for all our military, our first responders, and our frontline medical workers, as well as the employees and citizens of Jefferson County. We now ask, Lord, that you give us your guidance and wisdom as we conduct the business of our county. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, unfortunately, the bittersweet moments often come. We have five retirements and a bunch of people who have provided wonderful service to the citizens of Jefferson County, and so I'm going to do several different agenda items under several different departments. Item A, under 136th District Court, is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Kayla Calamia for 29 years and 6 months of dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Item E, under County Commissioners, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Commissioner Brent A. Weaver for 29 years of dedicated service as Commissioner of Precinct 2 and wishing him well in his retirement. Item A, under County Tax Assessment Collectors, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Deputy Fletcher for 26 years of service to Jefferson County and citizens and wishing her well in her retirement. Item A, under JP Precinct 4, consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Judge Ray S. Shoshong, Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, for 24 years and 4 months of dedicated service as elected official of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. And under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Grace Cook for 13 years and 6 months of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Do you have a motion on all those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And I would ask Ms. Calamia to come up and we will, Commissioner Pierce will read your resolution. You'll go ahead and read that and then we'll actually, you'll stay right there behind the lectern.
All right. Good, yeah, she ready to go.
Today.
I get to read this
for you. She's been around here for 29 years and 6 months.
Be it remembered that at a meeting of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 30th day of March 2021, on a motion made by Commissioner Alford of Precinct 4, seconded by Commissioner Bush of Precinct 2, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Kalia Calamia was devoted 29 years and 6 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Calamia was dedicated her talents and services of the court reporter from County of Law Number 3 and the 136th Jefferson County District Court. And as whereas Taylor Calamia was pledged her service as a court reporter responsible for not only making accurate transcriptions of the court proceedings, but also ensuring that the litigation had all the necessary information for their court date, assisting lawyers during the stress of trial, and overall helping live and brighten the day of those with privileges working around her. And whereas through hard work and committed to excellence, Kalia Calamia was earned the respect of her colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County. And as far as Kalia Calamia has diligently led an example of performance for her duties through raising her overall standards through the courthouse, and whereas made a significant contribution to Jefferson County, Kaylee Calamia is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good, the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will be fondly missed by her friends and co-workers. And now, therefore, be resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Kaylee Calamia for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wish her the very best in her retirement. Signed this day, the 30th of March, 2021.
Anything you'd like to say, Judge Worthy would like to say?
Yes, Commissioner, thank you. Mrs. Calamia has been a part of my career at the beginning of it, when I was a smiling as prosecutor in John Paul Davis' court. And then, as I was becoming a judge and first approaching the bench in my fourth court. So she's been with me every time I've been learning in my career. So we prepared a plaque. I'll just read the inscription for those present. This given an award, this given appreciation to Ms. Kaylee Calamia, in recognition of 30 years of selfless service to County Court of Law Number 3, 136th District Court, and to the people of Jefferson County, Texas. So with this, you have our sincerest appreciation and gratitude. We will miss you.
Thank you. No, sir. If I do, I'll cry.
We do wish you very much. You had a long and distinguished career with Jefferson County. It's always been a pleasure to deal with. This is the flag that was flown over the courthouse. I want you to have it. And we wish you a very enjoyable time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Commissioner Weaver to come up to the stand. And you can bring Cheryl with you, Commissioner.
How's the question?
All right. This resolution passed on this 30th day of March 2021, where Brent Weaver has devoted 29 years of his life to the service of the citizens of Jefferson County. He was hired in 1992 as a drill instructor at the Jefferson County Probation Department to assist in creating and implementing a probationer boot camp rehabilitation program, and then hired by then Sheriff Carl Griffith in 1993 as a corrections officer at the Sheriff's Office to create and implement an adult inmate sheriff boot camp rehab program, which the program was later recognized by Governor Richards and the Attorney General of the United States, as well as other high-profile elected officials throughout the state, of the model program. In 1994, he was promoted to Sergeant in Corrections. In 1996, he was again tasked by Sheriff Griffith to create and implement the Juvenile Boot Camp Rehab Program, resulting from legislation for juvenile justice programs by then Texas Governor George Bush. In 1998, under Sheriff Mitch Woods, he was transferred to Law Enforcement Division, where he served in many different positions. There, Officer, Patrol Deputy, Assistant Team Leader on SWAT, Fugitive Warrant Deputy, Commercial Rated Pilot for Sheriff's Office, FBI Safe Streets Task Force, Public Information Officer, and served as Assistant to the Sheriff at the end of his career with the Sheriff's Office. He graduated from the Federal Bureau of Investigation National Accounting Academy, Session 229 in Quantico, Virginia. During his time at the Sheriff's Office, he had numerous specialized training certifications, such as but limited to DCOL Masterpiece Officer, Basic Police Officer, Commercial Pilot License, Helicopter Pilot Training and Certification Rating of the FAA, and Advanced Special Weapons and Tactics School. Commissioner Weaver was elected in March 2010 as the Jefferson County Precinct 2 Commissioner, where he served as Citizens Precinct 2 with pride and professionalism, providing efficient and effective road, bridge, and drainage projects for the citizens of Precinct 2. During his tenure as Commissioner, he participated in approximately 560 Commissioners Court meetings, including public hearings, workshops, and attended numerous community meetings, and under his watch and time in Jefferson County, and assisted numerous emergencies and disasters. As either a deputy sheriff or a commissioner, his name is Jew. Hurricane Andrew in 92, Ice Storm in 97, Hurricane Rita, Ike, Alberto, Harvey, Imelda, Laura, and Delta. And whereas Commissioner Weaver during his time at Precinct 2 completed numerous road, bridge, and drainage projects with citizens over the past 11 years, he oversaw the construction completion of numerous projects, including building 5 new bridges in Precinct 2, 80 miles of New County Road, not including resurfacing of streets in Port Nation Road and Needleland through interlocal agreements, numerous drainage projects in coordination with Drainage District 7 and 6, completed Avenue H Road construction project, distributed approximately 20,554 tons of cover stone, 3,200 tons of hot mix asphalt, equaling 400 dump truck loads, 491,000 gallons of CRS2 oil, 4,525 tons of limestone, that equaling 990 dump truck loads, and completing construction on 71 different county roads for an approximate total of 80 miles. Whereas Commissioner Weaver established the Precinct 2 mission statement, annual Precinct 2 newsletter, Precinct 2 informational brochure, and interactive Precinct 2 website for citizens, completed and recorded all road data and equipment data, computerized GPS, and digitally mapped all roads, bridges, street signs, and drainage cross pipes, installed new LED traffic lights, updated all street signs and road signs to high reflectivity mandated by law, and updated numerous projects at the Precinct 2 Service Center. And whereas Commissioner Weaver is part of the team of Commissioners Court assisted with establishing and enhancing technology for the paperless Commissioners Court to improve efficiency, worked to establish commercial air service at our airport with American Airlines via Dallas connection, leased off Bacon County building near the airport, commercial development at the airport, bringing in additional revenue for the county, putting vacant county property back on the tax rolls and bringing in additional revenue, all at the same time maintaining a stable, low tax rate that has not been raised in over 13 years. Keeping a conservative Precinct 2 operations budget. Whereas Commissioner Weaver demonstrated special knowledge and skills with an exceptional work ethic and maintaining a positive attitude, was duly recognized for successfully completing his Commissioner's Court Advanced Curriculum Program through the Texas Association of Counties. Whereas he has dedicated his talents and service to help maintain a professional, efficient road bridge precinct, demonstrated leadership in creating and implementing a vision for county government road bridge department, which has emphasized proactive and preventive activities and stringent performance standards within the precinct. He created, developed, and implemented digital road, street, signage, drainage map, and drainage planning schedule for Precinct 2, road maintenance, road mileage statistics, and daily activity reports for precinct projects and production activity for the precinct, and constructed and established the Lavelle Finette Precinct 2 Service Center to better serve the citizens of that area. Whereas he has served on numerous community boards and earned many community awards, such as Mr. Nederland Citizen of the Year, Community Builder Award, and Nederland Lodge of the Masons. Whereas he has distinguished himself as a leader that has provided and established knowledge, guidance, procedures, and programs at the Road and Bridge Precinct that will be remembered and conveyed to future precinct to commissioners to better serve the citizens. Commissioner Weaver will be missed, but we're happy for him that he will have more time to pursue other interests and, most importantly, time with his family. Therefore, be it resolved that we do honor and commend Commissioner Weaver for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of the Commissioner of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement.
Commissioner?
Judge, Commissioners, it's been an honor to serve up here. When I first started working in the jail, I never dreamed that I'd sit in that seat. And it just goes to show, if you dream and you work hard, you can achieve anything. And that's what's so great about this country. And that's why I'm so proud that I served in the military, to have that right and that privilege to be able to do that and ordinary citizens step up. There's too many people to thank, but all of you on court, I've enjoyed so much working with you. as I said earlier in a meeting, you know, we always didn't agree, but we moved forward in a professional manner. We agreed to disagree, and we did it in a professional manner, and we always shook hands at the end of the day. And this court, as I said before, is an example for others that should follow in government, how to govern. And to the staff, Kathleen, Fran, Patrick, Deb, Loma, we go way back, Teresa, thank you for all that y'all have done. Rhonda, I know you're in here with Environmental Control. Alex, right at the airport. There's so many people in the audience, elected officials and staff that basically I grew up with, you know, starting here at 24 years old. I want to recognize my wife, Cheryl. She's been with me since the very beginning and been right there by my side. My mom and dad are here. Also in attendance, and my future son-in-law. My daughter's on a job interview right now. So that's important. But that just shows my future son-in-law showed up. So that's a good sign.
That's funny. Last week you told me the jury was still out.
But seriously, it's been such an honor and privilege, and all of you on court, I consider you my friends. And I hope to see you often when we come here to visit parents and stuff like that. I will share one story with you. I'm sure most of you heard about where I started in rehabilitation, working with the inmates, stuff like that. Recently, I got an email from a gentleman that knew me 30 years ago. And he said in that email he wanted to congratulate me on my retirement, and that the things that I taught him 30 years ago helped him through some very tough challenges in his life. And it meant so much to me that somebody would reach out to me after 30 years that I hadn't even heard from, tell me that. And I've achieved a lot, as you've heard, over my career. But that one thing probably was my biggest achievement, to know that I made that kind of impact with someone. So that just means a lot to me. But thank you all. I'm here to help you in any way you can. I can, and I'll be in touch. Keep the coffee pot warm. And I'm glad Judge Brannick's going to be around.
Resolution passed on March the 30th, 2021. Whereas Debbie Fletcher has devoted 26 years of her life to serve the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas the service was provided through the Office of Assessor Collector of Taxes for Jefferson County. And whereas Debbie Fletcher served admirably as the Director of Property Taxes for Jefferson County. And whereas Debbie Fletcher taught property tax courses, which enable tax assessor collectors statewide and other tax deputies to receive their certificates. And whereas Debbie Fletcher dedicated her talents and serving the sometime overwhelming task of collecting property taxes, she also used her talents assisting with the many other activities necessary for the daily function of the tax office. And therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Ms. Debbie Fletcher for her dedicated service as Jefferson County and wish her well in her retirement. Ma'am, it is just great, I know, to retire, but being here 26 years, and you said it, to collect taxes. You know, some people don't like that, but that's what makes us run. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hates that she was not here today. She had another obligation, but she did ask me to read this for you. Today is bittersweet day for Jefferson County Tax Office. Debbie Pletcher has been an advocate for the taxpayers of our community during her tenure. For 26 years, she has served as a compassionate supervisor who always tried to help those who were experiencing a hardship. Her personal knowledge of the tax code and ability to teach others was a trait few people possess. I regret missing this special day, but I'm thankful that we have served with Debbie, and we will all miss her. Enjoy your retirement and the family you love so much. Celebrate the wedding of your beautiful daughter, and please stay in touch. And that goes for all of us in the tax office. She's played Debbie's held many roles and always excelled. And we are all going to truly miss her. But we'll be seeing
her. Thanks.
Decided we were gonna retire, so I'm gonna
be all fighting it full time now, and you know, everybody walks up to him and says, "Boy, you sure look good." And I know they're lying to their teeth. You know? I hadn't looked good in a long time. But that's what we're doing now, and we're going to fight it tooth and toenail. If y'all don't mind, could we just have a moment of silence for Judge DeVere that passed away yesterday? He was one of my neighbors there across the county line, but I used to go sit on the bench for Judge DeVere every now and then. And if y'all don't mind, let's just have a moment of silence for Judge DeVere. Thank y'all. He's a fine young man, and he's going to be greatly missed, not just by Winnie, but the entire Chambers County over there. He's a fine young man. He was in Methodist Hospital. I was in MD Anderson, and he and I were comparing cancers there for quite a while, and he was thinking that he had his beat, and somehow or another, after his benefit the other night, they had to put him in intensive care, and it came back with a vengeance and cost him his life sometime that night. Well, yesterday during the day. But we're going to fight this thing, and we are going to come out victorious. But I do appreciate all the kind words today. I have thoroughly enjoyed serving the folks of Jefferson County, Texas. This is kind of like Brent said, this is beyond my dreams. Why a country, no politician type guy from Hampshire, Texas, got the honor of doing what I've done for 24 years. It's a pretty good deal.
Judge.
Pretty good deal.
You know what? And the people in that area, they're going to miss you tremendously. And you know why? You were the first at every accident. See, I kept up with you. You didn't know it.
Well, I appreciate that, Commissioner. I do. We loved our community, and I think that's what you're supposed to do. We've got a guy that's going to come in, and I hope to finish out our term, and I'm just almost certain he's going to give our community and our precinct the same attention that we've given it, and I have no regrets about that part of it at all. I do want to say thank you to my family for being here today. I'm going to get all mush-headed here because they just, you know, but my wife, my sister-in-law, my brother, my other sister-in-law, all of my clerks are here today. I tell you what, without clerks, you just will not be an officer or JP in Jefferson County, Texas, because they've kept me out of more trouble than, because, I mean, a dummy being in that kind of office, you need all the help you can get, I'll tell you. I really appreciate what y'all have done for me over all the years. Mike, I've enjoyed working with y'all through the LEPC, Robert, Autumn. I've enjoyed all of that. All the other department heads, y'all have been more than gracious to me over the years, and I really appreciate it. I thank y'all so very much. Thank y'all.
Your leadership, your friendship.
prayers and blessings go with these. So we are going to continue with the rest of the agenda. So I want to give you an opportunity to remain and in Commissioner's Court, or if you feel that your time is better to be spent elsewhere, we'll give you the opportunity to do leave at this time. Oh, yeah. System for the sheriff's helicopter for which is to be paid for by the Port Security Grant Program in 2020. Item C is consider improved specifications for invitation for bid for digital mapping system for the helicopter for the sheriff's office to be paid for by the Port Security Grant Program. Item D is consider approved specifications for an IFB for vehicles for Jack Brooks Regional Airport provided by CARES Act grant funding. Item E is consider approved addendum number one for the RFP request for proposal for Jefferson County Bank Depository contract, which will correct the due date and time to 11 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. Item F is consider and approve addendum one for request for proposal for the Jefferson County District and County Clerk Trust Funds Depository Contract to correct the due date and time to 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. Item G is consider and approve removal of a 2000 Chevrolet pickup truck from Road Bridge Precinct 3 inventory and transport to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such prices that make them demand and return funds to the county. That's a wrecked truck. Item H is consider and approve disposal of scrap metal, scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company and they're sold for such prices that make them command with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchase?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
I have a question on Alex on this CARES Act. It says vehicles. What vehicles are we replacing?
Some of the older airport maintenance vehicles, pickup trucks.
It went through the mechanic to check them. How old are they? I didn't see any information.
No, sir, I haven't done that. I mean, this is just an opportunity to get these vehicles replaced without a cost to the county.
Okay. If that's what you said. Okay.
Any other discussion? In the future, let's go ahead and have them rated before, no matter what the source of funding is, let's go ahead and get them rated.
Sure. Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Yeah, I have it under County Auditor. I may have considered an approved budget transfer for MIS for the purchase of Novi 4 annual software license fee. The amount of $17,820. I would be considered an approved budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for maintenance. Item C is considered an approved budget transfer for 317th District Court for the purchase of two laptops in the amount of $2,288. Item B is receiving file of passenger facility charge audit report for public agencies for the year ended September 30th, 2020. Item E is to receive and file single audit for Jefferson County, Texas for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2020. And item F is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending February 28th, 2021. And item G is regular county bill, check number 480933 for 481170. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And the second thought, Alex, if you'll go ahead and get those reports done anyway and send them to the commissioner's court, that way if there's a thought about transferring those vehicles to some other department, we'll have that information and the court can make a decision about that, okay?
I'll send it to everybody in a bit.
Thank you, buddy. All right, under county commissioners, that may consider and possibly authorize the county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster of March 13, 2020, pursuant to the government code. Item B is to consider and approve a resolution ready to extend the disaster declaration of Hurricane Delta. Item C is to consider and possibly approve extending the disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item B is to consider and possibly approve extending the disaster declaration for the winter storm. You've already done item E. Item F is consider and approve authorizing county judge to execute, receive, and file an antiquity permit application with the Texas Historical Commission for installation of video equipment in the commissioner's courtroom. Item G is consider and possibly approve a resolution for Fair Housing Month. Item H is consider authorizing the erection of signage at the Keith Lake Boat Launch, designating it the Ed Holder Boat Launch. Item I is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute right of entry for survey and exploration for the Department of Army to survey and perform field investigations in relation to Sabine Pass to Galveston Bay Coastal Storm Management Project. And item J is to receive and file an executed memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Lamar State College Board Office regarding workforce and continuing education. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioner's court? Moved by Commissioner
Second.
Peter, second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
Yes, Judge, can you elaborate on item H a little bit? I grew up reading the articles by
if everyone will recall, this is before, I think, all of our time, Commissioner Hallmark approached Walter Humphrey about buying the property on which the Keith Lake boat launch is situated, a property immediately adjacent to the fish path on the north side, where we now have a nice road that used Texas Park and Wildlife grant funding to build the boat launch. At the time that Mr. Humphrey purchased the property and donated it to the county, if one request was that the boat launch be named after Mr. Holder, who was a long-time sports writer, outdoors writer for the Port Arthur News and other statewide publications, and was as well a pilot for Mr. Humphrey and offshore guide and very well known in the outdoor recreation community locally and statewide. And so this is keeping the county's promise. Unfortunately, I didn't know about that promise until a few months ago, and all of a sudden it started being brought to my attention by Mr. Sussenberg, the former manager of the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Refuge, and a bunch of other people. And so I put it on the agenda to make sure that we kept our promise. Any other discussion on any other agenda items under commission? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Trinity Bay Conservation District to install a 6-inch PVC water distribution line within Jefferson County Public Right-of-Way, located in Precinct 3 along Shellhammer Road. Item B is to execute, receive, and file acceptance into the county road system of the following roads as the final quiet of the code at Taylor Landing, located in Precinct 3, Gray Circle, 1,658 feet, 0.31 miles, 6-inch concrete paved with curb gutter and drainage system. Alice Lane, 927 feet, 0.18 miles, 6-inch concrete paved with curb gutter and drainage system. Elizabeth Drive, 1,442 feet, 0.27 miles, 6-inch concrete paved with curb gutter and drainage system. Elizabeth Drive, 1,110 feet, 0.21 miles, asphalt road with open ditch drainage. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under human resources, we have one item to consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Jeffrey Gamble, an employee of the maintenance department. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Judge P. Precinct 4, item B is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Travis McCall to be appointed interim justice of the P. Precinct number 4 to fulfill the unexpired term of Judge Reggie Sean, who's retiring pursuant to Section 87.042 of the Texas Local Government Code. And believe that the administration of the oath will take place tomorrow instead of doing it today. Mr. McCall, I believe you have a hearing in my court tomorrow morning, and there is a question that you're going to need to talk with the state JP and Constable Training Center to see whether or not. So you'll need to get sworn in after your hearing in the morning and see whether or not you're still able to practice in the county courts. I know you can practice in the district courts as a JP, but I know as a county judge, I can practice in the district courts, but I cannot practice in the county courts of Jefferson County. So that is something that you're going to. So we'll just do item B. Do I have a motion on it?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pearson Senegal.
One question.
Yes, sir.
I read your letter, Mr. McCall. Only one thing I didn't see in there. You do not plan to run, right?
I do not.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't see that in the letter, but I wanted to make sure.
That's thank the precedent you, Commissioner. Of the
board. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you for your willingness to serve, Mr. McCall. Hope it will be a fruitful experience for you, and you've got big shoes to fill.
That's not possible, Your Honor.
Right. Under nurse practitioner, we have one item A to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Leslie Riggs, RN, formerly nurse practitioner C, to drive travel to Destin, Florida, June 8th through 11th, 2021, for a CME conference that provides hours of continuing education. It is budgeted and it's not provided locally. Motion on that item. So moved by Commissioner Bush.
I got a question on it.
I'll second it. My discussion.
My question is, it's not provided locally, but if you, I don't know if you guys weren't here, but Destin, Florida is a vacationing site. We don't want to get caught up in the thing and have an attack. So I just want to throw that out there to make sure that the court understands. The other thing is, with it's not locally provided, but is it provided statewide in our state?
Yeah.
I just don't want to get caught up in it.
Yeah, and we will follow up to make sure that, that that's the case. All right. So that proviso, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And via addendum, we have one item under juvenile probation to receive and file Jefferson County Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of juvenile detention facilities. Men Rogers Juvenile Justice Center and per Title III, Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Have it. And now is the time for public comment. So if someone is on the line, they will need to press star 6 to unmute their line to make public comment. If you're present in the courtroom, you may approach the lectern and state state your name and make any public comments you wish to make. Did Ms. Cook ever make it to you?
No, sir.
Okay, so you need to go ahead and do that agenda item.
We did.
Okay.
Oh, we did do the agenda.
We did this.
Okay. All right, any public comment? Okay, matter of discussion without our taking action or voting on it, because it's going to be so. The master mandate for the courthouse and county buildings was continued through today. The question is, do we want to continue that through the 14th? And I just want to hear some thoughts without there being an agenda.
Yes, Judge, I'm in favor as being in charge of the sub-courthouse. Everyone's been pretty much obliging and no complaints that I've gotten. I think it's necessary with what's going on the national level and what's coming up for us. As far as the new variances and some people, I think only 15% of Americans have gotten shot, so that's still pretty low. And with the different variances coming out, I think it'd be prudent for this court to ask that it stay in place. We've had some pushback, but I think majority of the people understand the severity of getting this horrible disease, and I think the mask is the least we can do as a court to try.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Judge, I would kind of agree with that. I also would put this in there. We don't know to a great degree how many people, and I haven't read a statistic on that, look for it, how many that we have put shots in arms in Jefferson County. In this courthouse, that's the first frontline piece. And to me, we talked about this last week, we need to protect them the best of our ability. But not just that, the virus hadn't left, and we need to at least honor the fact of science that this thing can help us not catch it, and I'm for whatever we can do to protect ourselves against it.
Thank you, Commissioner. And any other thoughts? And I will note that as of Friday, at least, Texas numbers continue to go down. Looking nationwide trend, number of vaccinations was obviously at an all-time high. Although I will note that locally, we created our hub of Beaumont Fort Arthur Public Health, Jefferson County Public Health, Hardin, Jasper, Newton, Orange County, so that we would have access to the adequate supplies of the vaccine from the Department of State Health Services. We've been getting adequate vaccine supplies, dosages. Matter of fact, now more than what we're able to administer. We want to urge everyone who has not received the vaccine but who wants it to dial that 409-550-2536 number or vaccine.beaumonttexas.gov and register to get the vaccine if you feel led to get it. Probably as of tomorrow, Wednesday, the hub will be dissolved. They are distributing the vaccine doses we've received this morning to all of the counties and health departments, but they have requested that we dissolve the hub, and we have checked Mr. White. We've had conversations with the Department of State Health Services. They will do individual county and city public health department distribution of the vaccine because there's adequate supplies now. Whatever our local health departments or the other counties want, they'll be able to get without us having to have a hub now. And basically all that means is that we will continue to coordinate with Beaumont and Fort Arthur Public Health through Jefferson County Public Health. The other counties will be getting their distributions straight from dishes. But, you know, we want to urge people who haven't got it, we have more than adequate supplies. There's also a lot of pharmacies that are giving the vaccine now. So if you are desirous of getting that, there should be no impediment, particularly since it's been opened up to everyone above the age of 18. And so, just want to bring that to the attention of the public.
And Judge, I have to say, I took my wife down to the Beaumont Health Department. She became eligible last week, and it was so smooth and seamless, and that should not be concerned about that. It should not be even done at all, because they're very professional and helped her through that anyway.
Yes, I would like to report to the court that we had the Jefferson County Public Health Department mobile unit move around to several locations in the different precincts. Well received. Everyone doesn't have transportation. We hit the rural areas because it was very important, and we are now in the process of those homebound in the rural areas. You cannot do it without contacting their primary care provider of medicine to them, so it takes a little time, but we are now in the process of getting those individuals with shots. There is a lot of people, you know, you say the West End and South End, and some people, that's out of town to them. So you have to try to provide the service. We've just been blessed that this court granted our public health department the okay to go to direct relief to receive a grant of what's $1.5 million that provide everything to us by that mobile unit, and it's been a plus for us, and it will continue to work with different entities. We have a meeting set up with the diocese to try to see how we can help in several areas there that they know that have problems. That's like I said, it's just a blessing to this court, to the citizens of Jefferson County. I thank the court for giving the okay for us to go after that grant when we did.
Thank you, Commissioner. Again, any public comment, online or physically present?
I have one that I think that we need to deal with. The other night, the House Bill 749, they were in House Bill in County Affairs until 5 a.m., from 8 one day to 5 a.m. That bill deals with, to a great degree, inhibiting the County Commissioner's Court, as a member of Texas Association of Counties, Urban Counties, to have them speak to legislators to benefit the citizens of our county. They want some members of the legislators want us to do that. It's unfair, so we will go against that, I hope. And I know, I don't know if we did a resolution, but I will be bringing a resolution forward for this court to talk to our Speaker of the House, our state reps from here, and senators to make sure they understand where our communities sit with this issue.
I've been up to Austin, personally sat down with the speaker and visited with him about this issue. And I will tell you that there have been millions and millions, you talk about a waste of money, there have been millions and millions of dollars spent on radio advertising across the state of Texas. I've heard it numerous times on pretty much any AM radio station you want to go to. It says that units of local government are spending millions and millions of dollars on lobbying. And I will tell you that Jefferson County spends no money on lobbying. We had the representative in Chambers County that sponsored this bill in the House, sent out Freedom of Information Act requests to every county, city, and school district to ask them about what they spent on lobbying. We had no information to provide it because we don't spend any money on lobbying other than our dues through the Texas Association of Counties. What Texas Association of Counties does for the county is they have a legislative department that tracks every bill. They will bring those bills that are favorable or unfavorable to county government to the attention of county officials. They'll call us and ask us when a bill is scheduled for hearing to come up there and testify, which we will do, either for or against a certain bill. For years, we've asked, for instance, that the state not pass any laws that cause us to raise our taxes, called unfunded mandates. We've asked them, please, if you're going to pass a law that has an expense attached to it, don't force it on the county if you're not going to provide the funding to do it. So, you know, that's an issue that's been a big issue the last several sessions. Our total dues to the Texas Association of Counties every year are $2,440. We did not have them, we would be forced to hire at least one, and probably more than one, full-time employee to monitor all bills that are filed, and then we would have to pay benefits on top of that, and then we would have to pay travel expenses back and forth to Austin for them to go up there and visit with legislators about the bills that are sponsored and proposed. And so, you know, I wouldn't see us getting out of this for less than $300,000. That's what the taxpayers would have to pay. Instead, they're having to pay $2,440 a year to the county for the Texas Association of Counties to follow the bill for us, for the Texas Association of School Board to follow the rules, the legislation proposed with respect to city. I mean, in schools, and for the Texas Municipal League to follow the bills that impact cities. So we think we're getting a wonderful deal for a bang for our buck. And we don't want legislation passed that will require us to spend more money. So the I don't know any other way to say it than that the radio advertising is complete falsehood. There may be a couple of very large counties that have full-time lobbyists, you know, counties over 1 million people. And so, you know, there's 254 counties in Texas. Don't punish 250 of them for what two or three or four of them did. Anyway, that's, I'll get off my soapbox.
But you on the top. 7,000 bills annually go in there, so we would have to trade 7,000 bills, make sure it would not adversely affect the citizens of this county.
Thanks. Anything further? Any other public comment, either online or present? If not, thank you all so much for being here, and we are adjourned. Thank you.